Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Our Beef Buzz with Ag Secretary Mike Johans after this.
Make your plans to attend the 13th annual Tulsa Farm Show now. This year's show is bigger and better than ever. Everything new in agriculture. Craig Cameron Gentle Horse Training sponsored by Sutherland's. Live cattle equipment demos. OSU seminars. And best of all, this year you might just win thousands of dollars in prizes. Like a great half-ton Chevy or GM work truck from the Tulsa area commercial truck dealers. Danny Beck Chevrolet. Jerry Ferguson GM's and Speedway Chevrolet. Admission and parking are free at the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 19th at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds.
It's amazing in this world of change that there's still something out there that stayed the same for almost 90 years. Farm Credit Services of East Central Oklahoma, serving generations of farmers and ranchers since 1917. True Ag Lenders. Call them for those big financial decisions. Equipment, operating funds, livestock, rural property, the country home you've been dreaming of, or your own recreational property. Since 1917, folks just like you. Farm Credit Services of East Central Oklahoma, call 866-AG-LENDER, 866-245-3633.
And Equal Housing Lender.
Meeting with reporters yesterday in our nation's capital, Ag Secretary Mike Johans expressing a great deal of consternation over the South Koreans' handling of U.S. beef. Three times now they've rejected our beef shipments over pea-sized bone fragments. Ag Secretary Johans saying enough is enough.
I'm very disappointed in the decision by South Korea to reject all three U.S. beef shipments. Since South Korea leaders announced on September 11, 06, that their border is open to U.S. beef. The rejection of the third shipment clearly illustrates that South Korea officials are determined to find an excuse to reject all beef products from the United States. There is absolutely no food safety issue with any of these shipments. I find it difficult to accept that bone fragments the size of one half of a grain of rice were found through visual inspection of 10 metric tons of beef, as is South Korea's claim regarding the third shipment, despite the fact that it went through unusually rigorous inspection by the U.S. exporter before it was shipped. I can only conclude that these actions are designed to restrict beef trade. Today, South Korean officials have sent the message that their market is not commercially viable for U.S. beef. South Korea is attempting to claim its border is open to U.S. beef while refusing to allow trade to take place. This is unacceptable and certainly not the way trading partners should work with one another. It is our intention to work with the U.S. Trade Representative to examine all options available to the U.S. to legitimately open the South Korean market to U.S. beef. Our objective is to implement a trade agreement for beef that reflects science-based international guidelines and facilitates real trade.
An agitated Secretary of Agriculture, Mike Johans, saying that it's probably not going to be a surprise to anyone that these loads were really an attempt to try to see if this market was sincere, whether it was genuinely open. We got the answer, no doubt about that. It is not an open market. Now, the South Korean Ministry of Agriculture stated that seven pea-sized bone fragments were found in this latest third shipment from Iowa, 10.2 tons shipment of beef, the bone fragments ranging from size from a tenth of an inch to four-tenths of an inch. So we're talking about maybe 2 or 3 ounces of bone fragments at the most, causing 20,000 pounds of beef to be rejected and either to be destroyed or shipped back to the United States at the expense of this company. No way anybody's going to do business with the South Koreans at this point. Maybe we should be doing the same with their Hyundais. You're listening to the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email available at oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the subscribe button on the left-hand bottom of the front page. The daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, including the Tulsa Farm Show coming up this December and the Southern Plains Farm Show next April in OKC. Call Midwest Farm Shows for exhibitor opportunities at either show, 507-437-7969.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.